Good morning. Welcome to Grendene S.A. conference call to discuss and analyze the results for the third quarter and the 9 months of 2017. We would like to inform you that this conference call will be held in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. At this point, all participants are connected in listen-only mode, and later we will start the Q&A session when further instructions for you to participate will be provided. If you need support during the conference call, please request assistance from an operator by typing star zero. Let me remind you that this conference call is being recorded and will be available at http://ri.grendene.com.br. The main officers of Grendene are here, who will also be available to take any questions you might have. Rudimar Dall'Onder, Chief Executive Officer, Gelson Luiz Rostirola, Executive Vice President, and Francisco Schmidt, Chief Financial Officer and IRO, as well as the company's top management. We would like to inform you that the press release for the third quarter and the 9 months of 2017 is available on the website http://ri.grendene.com.br in Portuguese and English versions. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that any forward-looking statements made during this conference call about the company's business perspectives and operating and financial estimates are mere forecasts based on management's expectations regarding the company's future. These expectations are highly dependent on market conditions, the country's overall economic performance, industry, and international markets. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Francisco Schmidt, CFO and Investor Relations Officer. Please, Mr. Francisco Schmidt, you may proceed. Good morning. Thank you for attending another Grendene's conference call to discuss the results for the third quarter of 2017, as well as the company's prospects for the future. In my remarks, would like to draw the attention that we consider to be relevant for the quarter so that we can understand the long-term perspectives for the company. As usual, before we start discussing our performance, I would like to draw your attention to the payout of dividends and interest on equity. In the third quarter 2017, Grendene anticipates dividends in the amount of 73.5 million reals, equivalent to 0.244 per share, to be paid as of November 22, 2017, totaling in the 9 months of 2017, 228.1 million of reals, including interest on equity and dividends. 25.3 million more reals, more than the 9 months of 2016, that amounted to 202.8 million reals. Shareholders holding common shares enrolled in the company's records on November the 6th, 2017, which is the cutoff date, ex-dividends as of November the 7th, 2017, at B3 will be entitled to receive them. In the third quarter 2017, due to lower financial results and higher taxes, we had a 2.8% decrease in net income from 150.9 million in the third quarter 2016 to 146.7 million in the third quarter 2017. The end of Proabi benefit on exports had a negative effect of 13.6 million reals last year. This was the amount that was added to exports earnings, but this was partially offset by the higher export tax benefit under the Reintegra system, with positive impact of 2.2 million reals in the period. Reintegra moved from 0.2% to 2%, And to this, we have to add the complexity and the instability as it considers the contribution to the national social security system. We have to consider that it was valid only in the month of July and was repealed by the government in August. As a result, this contribution was calculated and collected by Grandene based on 20% of payroll. And in August, the previous rule returned determining the collection of 1.5% of domestic market revenue. We are currently studying measures to recover the amount deposited for the INS contribution in excess. Nevertheless, the EBIT, which incorporates these tax impacts, grew by 3.7% from 107.5 million to 111.4 million year on year. Of course, the operational improvement was much greater than this effect to offset the end of this benefit. The financial result, however, showed a drop of 7.7 million reals as a result of the negative impact on financial income due to the decrease in the interest rate in the economy. From 63 million reals as a financial result in the third quarter 2016 to 55.3 million reals in the third quarter 2017. These figures are described in the presentation that is used to support this conference call. We usually post the presentation on our website so that you can check all those numbers. The increase in COGS was 13%, corresponding to 35.5 million reals, consisting of 1.4% increase in the volume of pairs and 11.7% increase in the COGS per pair that went from 6.09 reals in the third quarter 2016 to 6.8 reals in the third quarter 2017. Even with all those negative effects accumulated in the year due to taxations and changes of rules, we obtained a net income of 410.5 million reals, 5.9% higher than the same period of last year, and EBIT of 278.4 million reals, 13.9% higher than that obtained in the 9 months of 2016. These results allowed us to pay out cumulative dividends and interest on equity in the amount of 228 million reals, as previously disclosed, 0.76 cents per share, corresponding to a 56.1% payout of retained earnings this year. With the economy recovering at a slow pace, we consider our results to be in good conditions once again, recording revenue growth and operating profit, but with negative impact due to tax increases. In view of all this, there was an increase of 6.1% in the number of pairs and 15% in the gross revenue, which is an evidence that the economy is being recovered. In our opinion, the discipline in managing costs and expenses continued to deliver positive results despite lower consumption and higher taxes in relation to pre-crisis period. Operating cash generation reached, in the 9 months of 2017, 427.6 million reals, attesting to the good control of the operating and financial cycles and raising net cash to 1.6 billion reals and gross cash to 1.7 billion reals, with increases of 11.8% and 9.7% respectively as compared to December 31st, 2016.
Although the crisis is cooling down, unemployment rates are falling, the population's income level is improving, and the deleveraging of the economy is happening. The macroeconomic imbalances and uncertainties about the future evolution of Brazilian economy continue, and this has, to a great degree, hindered investments that could speed up this recovery. For the moment, consumption levels in the footwear sector are still very low compared to the peak reached in 2013, and the recovery is likely to continue to coming months, mainly with the use of idle capacity of companies in Brazil. Volatility in the external market is a factor, and in this method, we have a more valued currency in Brazil compared to the same period, the previous period, and the end of profit affects exports directly. Still, we continue to make adjustments to operate according to the economic environment, although we know that it is difficult to have a clear expectations of results bottom line for 2017. The first 9 months were good, especially the first trimester, which is not a guarantee in a market that remains weak and filled with uncertainties, especially those related to taxation. Nevertheless, we have been facing similar difficulties for years, and we have been successful. Therefore, we will continue to pursue our goals of expanding margins and achieving better results compared to the previous year. Our challenge is to gain market share in a market that has shrunk, to strengthen our brands, and to anticipate our consumers' wishes. Also, we must strive to gain efficiency in order to offset the negative effects of tax increases, those that have already been imposed and those that might be introduced as long as government's fiscal imbalances persist. Results of exports will depend on the evolution of exchange rates and international market conditions. Our policy will still be one of preservation margins and obtaining higher absolute results. We believe that despite the current scenario, the prospect that over the next 3 to 4 years, the consumption of footwear in the country will return to 2012-2013 levels remains valid, and we are prepared for this recovery. With regard to the current year, we reiterate that we expect there will be a modest recovery in volumes in the domestic market, which are very likely to be higher than that of last year, which is consistent with the results obtained in the first 9 months of 2017, as well as the risk of export performance being negatively affected by lower exchange rates. We still believe that the economic environment will continue its low recovery path and should gain more breadth by the end of the year and by the middle of 2018. We will keep on pursuing positive results via our continued adaptation to the current scenario, as we have been successfully accomplishing through these last years of deep recession. These were the comments we had to make, and we can now start our Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we can now begin our Q&A session. To ask a question, please enter star one. To remove the question from the list, type pound key. Oh, star two, I'm sorry. Excuse me. We would like to remind you that to ask a question, all you have to do is to press star one. Again, to ask a question, please type star one. Our first question is from Enrico Grimaldi and Partners. Schmidt, good morning. I would like you, if possible, to share with us. 1 month has passed from the last semester, and I would like you to tell a little bit about sales progression and if there is a perception with respect to improved results and consumption, and what are your expectations for this end of year as Christmas and New Year approaches? Thank you. It's just as I said, the economy is in recovery compared to the beginning of the year. We had a very weak scenario, and the economy has to accelerate to reach the GDP of 0.5 5.7% per year. We are now seeing some movement in the economy, and this has already happened in the second trimester. We have grown 6% in volumes and revenues in domestic market. This is persisting, and we believe this will persist to the end of this year and the beginning of next year without an exponential growth. I believe our growth in volumes over these 9 months of about 3% in the volume of fares. This has offset the smaller growth we had in the beginning of the year. I believe we will finish the year with some growth compared to last year. I'm not sure, 4% or 2.5%, we don't know. What we can see is that the drivers, the pillars that move consumption are improving. Population income is improvement. We have low interest rates, lower inflation, and a decrease in unemployment. Unemployment has reached a peak of 13 million points, and now we are in around 12,000, and this is what we call a cyclic recovery in economy. The reuse of idle capacity. We talk a lot about this because, of course, our product, our consumption depends on income. Other industries or the sectors recover, our consumers start consuming again, and this is a positive dynamic that we are seeing, and we expect this to keep on happening. We don't have expectations of achieving a large growth in the first trimester, in the last trimester or in the beginning of next year. All we expect is a recovery of the economy. We have seen the data that have been disclosed as for consumption, and we sell for the sellers and then for final consumers, and we are getting good results with good expectations to the end of this year. We are following this closely. Sales in the beginning of the fourth trimester seems good. Our sales are following this rhythm. According to our expectations, this is not surprising. What we expect is a slow recovery with a slow improvement in numbers compared to last year. It's difficult to foresee how much.
Thank you.
I would like to remind you that to ask a question, all you have to do is to press star one.
We are now closing our Q&A session. I would like to hand over to Mr. Francisco Schmidt for his final considerations.
Again, thank you very much for your participation and your interest for our results.
The Grendene audio conference is closed. Thank you for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.